South Africa launched clinical trials of the first AIDS vaccine created by a developing country today as the fifth International AIDS Society Conference on HIV Pathogenesis, Treatment and Prevention entered its first full day of sessions. The new vaccine was designed by researchers at the University of Cape Town in collaboration with the U.S. National Institutes of Health and targets the specific HIV strain that has ravaged South Africa's people and produced the worst AIDS epidemic in the world. The executive director of the AIDS Vaccine Advocacy Coalition, AVAC, spoke with us from South Africa to say that we have reached a pivotal moment in the fight against HIV/AIDS.
Prevention programs are scaling up. That's a success story. Science moves forward even in the midst of some setbacks. We're at a pivotal moment, particularly because of the current financial crisis that the world is in. We cannot lose the momentum. So for me, this conference will be a success if the global community, policymakers, activists, community advocates, scientists, funders, if we walk out of here with a new roadmap that says, how do we ensure that the gains made over the last 5 or 6 years in prevention and treatment and in research don't get lost? And it's going to be very challenging because we're at a time right now where people are asking tough questions about financing. There is less money in the system. Hard choices are going to have to be made. But we have seen so much momentum, so much capacity built, particularly in the developing world. Now would be the worst time to step back and say we can't afford it.